Arlen, as we look what's happening in these markets, you and I were just chatting about how the weather and farmers grasping for any sort of information at this point, because we've kind of hit a decent point of the growing season. I mean, the temperatures are not too hot. They're not too cold. The weather's coming when needed for some areas, but we still continue to see a drop in the grain markets today.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of talk in the trade about, quote-unquote, near-perfect growing conditions. We had a lot of problems stretching across the areas that were excessively wet from southeast Nebraska across Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. The trade is assuming that those problems have either been fixed or in the process of being fixed, and is basically pricing in a bumper crop. I could make an argument why I don't think it is a bumper crop, but the perception of the trade right now is that that's the case. And frankly, it's just that we're getting pulled in under this, I'm going to call it a commodity funk right now, that the trade simply doesn't want to own commodities, a major commodity sector. They're bearish on commodities as a whole. And so that becomes the filter through which they interpret everything they see fundamentally. And so that's why we continue to go lower and make new lows now for the move.
Some wonder, can what's been near ideal growing conditions in the West help make up for what's happening on the east side of the Corn Belt?
That's the big question, and I would argue no, as we continue to, on almost a daily basis, take the information we receive and go state by state looking at yields. And we have a spreadsheet that's set up to take those yields times acreage, harvested acreage for those states, and then come up with the total, and then what does that do to the national average yield. And a best case scenario that we can find pushes the yield up just over 163. That would be the best case scenario, where we take yields in the West as well as in the East, and that means record high yields for six Western Midwest states. And we take yields in the East and put them above what we think that they would be able to recover to, and that's where we come up with that 160, a little over 163 yield. So we, bottom line is, we believe the problems across Missouri into Ohio, that region across the southern half of the Midwest, are really too significant for the good crops in the West to totally overcome. And frankly, there are some areas in the western Midwest too where we've taken a little bit of the gravy off the crop with some moisture stress in recent, over the last 10 days or so.